everybody. It's 1:30 p.m. and you're listening to the SE radio station. The question of the day is, what energy source do you think is best? This past week, I joined an 8th grade science class. We researched 7 different kinds of energy, and then everyone picked the energy source they thought was best. First, let's talk about my choice, hydroelectric power. Hydroelectric power is produced by quickly moving water. To create this type of energy, an elevated dam must be built. Because the faster the water flows, the more energy is produced. The elevation helps the water flow faster by increasing gravitational potential energy. When the water flows down the dam, it spins a turbine. The turbine rotates a shaft of an electric generator, which produces the energy. I asked a few kids in the class who picked hydroelectric power and why they picked it. Bob told me he chose this energy source because water is everywhere, so there are plenty of places to build the dams, unlike solar energy. It's hard to use solar power because the sun isn't everywhere all the time. Patty told me that hydroelectric power doesn't pollute the air like coal, natural gas, etc. Since some of the lakes where the dams are built are man-made, they can be used by nearby homes for crop irrigation and drinking water, said Timmy. But as does every energy source, hydroelectric power also has its disadvantages. Since dams have to be built, this can mess up the ecosystem. Some fish migrate upstream in the spring, and the dams can mess up their path and cause fish populations to decrease. To fix this problem, a fish ladder was created. Fish ladders allow fish a passageway around the dam to get to the other side. I also asked the kids why they would pick hydroelectric power if it still has disadvantages. They replied by telling me that there are a lot more pros than cons, and even though the dams get in the way of the fish's migration, they found a solution, the fish ladders. It isn't perfect, but it's better than letting the entire fish population decrease. I couldn't have said it better myself. The kids were also explaining to me that hydroelectric power is a renewable resource, meaning that we will never run out of it, and they read in their science book that renewable resources were the least used energy sources in the United States. Coal, one of the sources with the most pollution, was the most used energy source. The kids were very upset by this and hope to change what energy source is most used in the future. Okay, folks, we'll be right back to talk with some people who chose different energy sources. I'm your host on the SE radio station, and we'll be right back.